next year, this last year of Zvan, next year in Beis Tefillah will be in the beginning of Macheshvan, first Thursday in Macheshvan. There is a special shir that takes place, as always, on the Shana Rabba night, Yossi Benjamin's Sukkah. Everyone is invited to come and partake in that shir. I think it's 8:30, 8:45, something like that. You have to check. Yes, that's it. Tonight, Mr. Shem, we're going to see. I don't think we're going to see the absolute conclusion tonight on all the issues, because there's too much to cover. But we'll get a fair idea. Okay, let's start with the shaila we started, we cleared at the beginning, and we get totally on a certain idea how to understand the whole concept. So I have an Avre, Maestro Shah, Avre, who signed a deal with a Gevir, called him Reuven. The deal was that he will support him 5,000, 6,000 shekels, I think, 6,000 shekels a month for a year. Heskem, they call it Heskem Yisachar Zvulun. Now, after 2 months, certain financial deterioration maybe in the Gevir's actual Nechosim, and he decided, okay, that he has to make some cutbacks, and one of the cutbacks was he's not going to give this 6,000 shekels a month to the Avri. So Abrech was Tovet and Dinterim. Okay, we've got a deal, we've got a contract, come back out of the contract. And it's all based on what we've learnt in Hilchos Shvu'im. We've got a partnership over here. And you can't break the partnership based on the Rambam, which is your first Maramokum. Shvu'im, Shehit, Nebrahim, Shiyam, Zibashup, Zankosim. Partnership, which is, they made an agreement. They're going to have that partnership for a certain amount of time. Anyone can stop the other person from backing out until that time is achieved. So the upgrade time hasn't been achieved, it's for a year. Therefore, the Shaila Bantas is the concept of Yisachar Zvulun under the category of Shukfis or not. If it is, then upgrade seems to have a time. If it's not, then what exactly is it? And then maybe there's no time. So let's analyze this week. Exactly, what is Yisachar Zvulun? Is it partnership? Not? How does it work? If it works, what does it work to? So let's give a clue from first Marabokim over here, the Medrash. Medrash Tankuma. Parsha Zechi says the following thing. Kodom Zvulun Yisachar. We put in the brochure, who received the brochures, that Zvulun came first before Yisachar. Loma, Sikma Pramatya, Vyasoka Osip Vitara. Zvulun was doing business. It was import and export business mainly. And Yisachar was involved in Torah. Osa Shutfus Benehem. They made a partnership between themselves. Shia Pramatya Shal Zvulun, Yisachar. The business which Zvulun does goes to Yisachar. Shechai Moshe Baruch, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Baruch first. Semeach Zvulun Vitzitzecha. The Pramatya, Zvulun should be very successful in his business dealings. Mashum, why? Yisachar Baralecha Osik B'Torah. In order that Yisachar can sit in the OL of Torah, involved in Torah. Eight Chaim, this is what we call Eight Chaim Masikimbo. So, there is a very strong lotion which the Medrash Tanchuma describes the deal between Yisachar and Zvulun. He uses the word Shutfus B'Nehem, partnership. So, we take that. Literally, if we want to take it literally, then it's a real partnership. What's the deal? I get half your Torah, and I get half your money. Avri gets half the money, and the Gevir gets half the Torah. If it's a real partnership, then it has the halachas that define partnership, which means you can't back out of a partnership deal in the allotted time for the partnership. The Avri has a taina. Based on the strong lotion of the Medrash Tanchuma.
You say half and half, it's bumped off.
We analyze things as we go along. In the question, is it partnership or not? From the Urdu Talmud, he uses the word partnership. Torah, yes, it's a partnership. Torah for money. Okay. So, based on that concept that you can give your Torah, over half of your Torah, whatever amount of Torah, according to Shmuel, for the concept of getting money, we'll go on to the next shiny. This was Rabbi Zilber Shaila, came to him, famous Rav, deals with in Russia, the Binyam Zilber. Yitzhak Zilber came to Rabbi Zilber. He had to tapel with it, and he didn't know what to do. Shaila was like this. There was a couple who came from Russia. A married couple came from Russia. Yeah. Know they were Jewish. Were married properly. Came to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a happy marriage. And the wife wanted a get. Divorce. The husband refused to give a get. So if Zilber went to visit the husband and said, "No, why don't you want to give a get?" The husband said, "The reason I don't want to give a get is because she has to fulfill a tanai in order for me to give a get. It's not that I don't want to give a get. Okay, marriage is not good. I'm prepared to give a get, but I want tanai. Well, what's your tanai?" said Rabbi Zilber. "Tanai is she has to accept all my avos that I did in my marriage life. If she signs on that, then I'm prepared to give a get."
Including that affair of the blackmail?
Including the blackmail, Veda, and including the hardship that I've given her and caused her problems. All the variants I've done during marriage, if she's prepared to sign that she accepts all those variants for me, I'll give a get.
Now I understand why she wants a get.
Okay.
What does that mean?
They were married. She wants out of the marriage, she wants a get. Zibwa asked the husband, "Why don't you want to give it?" "I'll give a get. But there's a condition. If she signs that she takes on all my affairs, that become her affairs, yeah? Then I'll give a get." We're going to discuss this. So Rav Zilber went to her and said, "This is the condition." She refused. So now I'm a stalemate. No get, because no acceptance of the condition. So Rav Zilber was, "I don't know what to do." So he was talking over to Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham says, "Very simple. Tell the woman that I, the Talmud Chacham, are prepared to take all those affairs. She should sign for him and I'll sign for her. See if she agrees." So he says to the woman, she says she agrees. And the deal was done, and the get was given. Now, did averus actually get transferred from the husband to the Talmud Chacham, or the wife, and then to the Talmud Chacham, or not? Was it a valid deal? The Chora, first thinking of it, is as if you can sell Torah, this is what? The Medrash is implying the partnership of Yitzchak's will and is that I've got Torah, I've got mitzvahs, I'm prepared to give you half of that in exchange for money. So what's the difference between mitzvahs and the veiros? And the Torah, maybe it's valid. That's the shine in front of us. Is it valid? If Yitzchak, your Zvulun partnership is partnership, it's selling money in exchange for the thing. That's where we came. The Medrash says it's a partnership, which means you get half of my Torah, literally, if it's all half, whatever the deal is, half, and I get half of your money. What? It is.
Sharing whatever comes. It's not sharing.
If it is a sale, why is it a sale? I'll tell you why. Because you're not involved in Torah at all. I'm involved in the Torah, and you're just involved in business. So then, what's the partnership? This is that I'm working by myself here. I'm about to give you over half the Torah, which I collect over here, and you give half the money.
You're selling it.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. So, Maharam Ashkala says, you know, I found a similar, he's much earlier than Yitzhak Zilber. He says, I found a similar Shaila by Rav Haigor. Before the Rishonim, the one of the last of the Gaonim, Rav Haigor. Says this, number three. Zelashon, this is what Rav Haigor was. Somebody had the minhag to always fast on Monday and Thursday. After he's done this for a bit of time, he then went ahead and sold the zechusim of that tarnis, which he'd done for the whole year, to Ploni for money. They made a kinyan on it. Is it valid? I was asked to Rav Haigor. So I got to answer like this. Shuva, kach ri'ini kizvorm elu tibre hevel. It's absolute nonsense. Shein lismach olehem. It's nothing to rely on the base that this has any validity. Eich yala alev. How can you have a haba mina? Kisharo shal zeh shal maisim tovim shal osu zeh lezeh. That the maisim tovim which the person does can just pass it on to somebody else. Kishem shodam nitvas ba'ovman shulosa. Just as somebody does an aveira, you can't be accused of that aveira if somebody else does it. Kachin odam zochem shukos shulosa. You can't also get somebody's mitzvahs either. Can't get the mitzvahs, can't get the aveiras. No such thing. V'zeh hashota. And this idiot, shemoch ha'taniso, he sold his tanis.
The guy that bought it, that's the idiot.
Because the kavu peronius. Why is the guy an idiot? Because he's now going to receive a big onus for selling his mitzvah. He thinks he's not going to get any star, he's going to get an onus. He also shame shamayim because he made shame shamayim, something that's kedusha, shame shamayim. The last of the cards and the ochel behem lechem. He has made it into like, just a and knife and a bowl to eat bread out of it. What are you doing? Using the mitzvahs to eat bread? Yeah? Of course you can't do that. Of course it's not valid. And therefore, the sale which Yitzhak Zilber was involved in of the bearers of that Rosh Tzadik of the husband over there to the Talmud Chacham through the wife, of course, it's not valid. Just it's not valid over here. No problem with get because it wasn't a tanai in the actual Maisa get. It was a tanai in me just agreeing at the original. Yeah? Okay.
Tomorrow that she should sign, huh?
Yes. She's signed. Right. So the mice said it did not work, and the sale was not a good sale, and she's got a get. Okay. Now, where does Rav Haigor get this from? Besides saying a certain sporer, hevel, havolim, what does he get? Where does he see that this is true? So poshut. So beside the obvious sporer, he says, "I've got a gemara. What's my gemara?" Based on the Pasuk of Shir Shirim, the Gemara in Sota says the following statements. What's the Pasuk first of all? In Yitzed Ish, as call home Beso, Bahava Buz Yovozlo. Somebody gives all his money, even in his house. He's just wasted it. It's an absolute waste to give all his money over for a certain item. I'm not explaining what it is in Shir Shirim, but generally in Shir Shirim, we're talking about Torah. And so the Masechta Sota therefore lends out from the following pasuk, the following flow. My buz yivozlo. What is this buz yivozlo? Omer Ula. Ula says, Lo keshimon achi Azariah. Not like Shimon and his brother Azariah. Lo ke Rabbi Yochanan zebei Nasiya. Not like Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Nasiya. Ela kehilo b'shavnai. Now, who's Shabbat? Anyone know who Shabbat is?
I mean, the Shabbat is so fair.
Who's Shabbat? Shabbat is Hillel's brother. Okay. It refers, Vos Yuvozo to Hillel and Shabbat. No, what happened there? Ki also Abdimi Omer, Hillel and Shabbat, Aki Habit, they're brothers. Hillel Osik Matera, we know Hillel was a big Osik Matera, famous story on the roof. Shalek, yeah, before he became the great Hillel. Shabbat, his brother, Os Ovid Iska, he did a lot of business. The Sof, at the end, Omele, Tzlu, Tzah, Nere, Velifta, let's make a split. Let me get half your Torah, and you can half my money. He said that to Hillel. Yotze Abaskol came out, got Omra and says, Im Yitin Is, says, call home Beso. You want it, it doesn't matter if you give the whole lot, all of your bounty. It's Bozhi, but it's a waste, it's useless. From there we see, said Rav Aigon, you can't sell your mitzvahs. Since you can't sell your mitzvahs, you can't sell your bevers as well. That's bullshit. And we made that this guy sold his studies in Hebel v'Habogim. That's clear. Apostle Kashir, Shem has the commandment. Okay, so very good. Now, we've got a certain question. What did Hillel and Shabbat do? The Chor, they're doing a Socher Zvula.
That's the best.
They're doing a Socher Zvula, and it's saying, so, you can't do that. And the next question is, if they're not doing a Socher Zvula, so what were they doing? And what does it mean, not like Shimon Achi Azariah, and not like Reuven Ben Nissiya? Boz, your Boz, though, doesn't apply to them. So what did they do? So something's good and something's bad here. If you've got Shimon, that's good. If Shimon, Achi, Azari, that's good. Hillel, Shabbat was not good. That's positive. So what did Shimon and Achi, Azari do, which was good? And what did Shabbat and Hillel do, which was not good? What's the difference between the two?
Shimon supports that it could burn, and Shabbat wanted to jump in after the end of the bandwagon after the fact. Hillel didn't have the two kutzes to get into the base medrash before he was upstairs, whereas his brother Levi. And afterwards,
So as Shmuel said, and Eric implied already before, there's a big difference. Rabbi Aigon is saying your souls based on Hillel Shabbat. You got a mitzvah, you can't sell it. It's not for sale. Bozivozo, it's a waste. What did Shimon Achi Azariah do? That wasn't a sale. That was before the event. It wasn't where were you all these years. No, it's before all years came along. Look, you want to be in Torah, you want to go in that Torah, fine. You're very suited to the Torah. I'm not so suited to the Torah. But I have Mashiv Torah. Okay, let me have a partnership with you. Let me help you. I'll give you money. That works for some reason.
Well,
now, what's the difference?
One is an enabler, and the other is just a sale.
What's the difference?
I'm not enabling you to fast. You already fasted. By Yisachar Zvulun, if not for Zvulun, Yisachar wouldn't be able to fix the sheep. He would have to go out and make a living too.
What if it's like a shlichus?
Saying a shlichus, you're saying you're helping him achieve his aim. Okay. What does Eric say? So Eric is saying he's partaking, so to speak, in the mitzvah by enabling it to happen, as the words the matzahs use. Whereas the other one is, it's got nothing to do with mitzvahs, just buying it. He can't buy mitzvahs. Okay?
This is what we do. Did Hillel agree with it?
No, Hillel did not agree with it. The bus goal came out and said, it's before he agreed, then he agreed with it. Now, let's see if you're correct. Rav Chai himself relates to what exactly was Shimon and Azariah, you know, Shimon and Aki, his brother Azariah, doing. So he says like this, Vazai, number 5, Misha Ozeh Osukim B'Torah, somebody who helps, somebody involved in Torah. I help you involve, get involved in Torah. Uber mitzvahs, and as Eric says, distributing bread to the poor, mitzvahs. This is the Osik Bar, Yesh lo Scha, Avadze, he's got Scha. But Hashcha, she Yesh lo, what's his Scha, the one who helps? Al Pulosaru, on his action of giving money, it's enabled to happen. Bizyuk, like Eric. But me, Shemesa, Atta, Lixo, Scha, Chaveh, but Domin, Matona, Levuto, Gelosha. But somebody who just stupidly wants to buy the Scha. Not buy Scha. You can create star. You can be involved in doing a pula of chesed to be able to get the star because of your pula. But to not do anything and just come after us and say, oh, you got star over there, let me get it star. Even though I didn't do anything good to get the star. You can't get star without doing something good. Can't buy star. You can. You have to do something good. You have to do something good. What did the person do good? He enabled the Torah to be learned. He enabled to give out money to him, food to him. So therefore, that you've done a good pula, so of course you get scha.
If we go with the shlichus approach, then you could say that the person who gave the money, he's learning. He's in the base. It's like it's as if he's actually in the base merit learning.
Does that sound like what's Rav Hai's Gaon?
No, that's not Rav Hai's Gaon.
Okay, so let's keep Rav Hai's Gaon. So what's Rav Hai's Gaon definition of yisocha yizvul?
Not a shlichus.
Messiah is not a shukvis, it's not a partnership. It's not a partnership. It's not a partnership. Oh, well, I receive. I'm supposed to say maybe it's not a shukvis. We're assuming Achi and Azariah is not a shukvis. Let's see if it's true. But if it is, what Rav Hai Gaon is saying is that what you call yourself a shukvis. You know what? Why does a person get money, who gives money, get anything out of it? Not because he's a partner in the learning, or he's learning, or anything like that. He's just enabled the learning to go. He can enable him to do mitzvahs, he can enable him to learn. Of course, he's done a good pu'ula, and he gets scoffed for doing that good pu'ula. That's his pu'ula. That's what your soch is all. It's not partnership. Soch is a bulon. Is I've enabled you to do mitzvahs, so therefore I got a scoff and enable you to do mitzvahs. Now, can we prove that he is talking about Sokhan's Zvon? Yes, because Rashi says over there on that Gemara, he says, this Shimon and Achi Azariah is in the Atana in the Mishnah Zvon. The Lama Torah, Isaiah Ochif, and he learned Torah through the help of his brother, Shoy Osik, Wepamacha, Kidei Shiaklet, the school of Slimach, Shimon, that Azariah was involved in business in order to get a chelik in the sechus of the limits of Shimon. That's mamish what Yisachar's and Zvulun's concept is. So that was a mamish of Yisachar's Zvulun, and that Rabbi Haigon explained the star of Yisachar is because he enabled a mitzvah to be formed. Loved Abka, like Eric said, Torah, any mitzvah, I just get a sechus. Because I had a hand in that mitzvah taking place. But I'm not shutting in your learning. I didn't sort me learning. It's not that your learning goes to me. So I helped. So I helped. Whatever helping is. Messiah.
The husband and wife be the same thing. So the wife helped her husband learn.
Yeah.
That would be the same thing.
Well, we'll see. Maybe she gets more than that.
It's just one thing I don't understand about.
So Rav Hai Gaon is clearly saying, not like the Pashas translation of the Medrash Tanchuma. He's saying it's not shukvus, it's just helping out. It can apply by any mitzvah. Nothing so special about Torah. You're helping a mitzvah be performed. You get schar for helping the mitzvah. That action of helping, you get the schar for. And it's not shukvus. It's a borrowed term, whatever shukvus. It's no such thing. If so, it's not shukvus. Then when you sign a contract and say, hey, you can't back out. You signed for a year to support me. After 2 years, or 2 months, you come back. Well, that's true if we're real partners. We've got a partnership deal. I'm not a partnership deal. I just, you know, I wanted to help you out for a year. I wanted to get a mitzvah of helping Torah for a year. After 2 months, I back out. Maybe it's a neder. Maybe I can have to do a Torah Zadon. It's got nothing to do with partnership. Nothing to do with partnership. What? Right, so, but here in Sokka Zvulon, concept is not partnership. Bible says it's nothing to do with partnership. Nothing to do with partnership. To do with just helping to do, helping to do. Doesn't matter what I sign.
Yeah. There's just one thing I don't understand about our high. He takes it for granted that any other mitzvah that wants to lessen.
Unless you could have objected, stop into the vera, and then you don't. So then you do get. And there's another thing where you can also.
That's not even my question. The question is.
If you speak also now about him, then it has a special school.
That's not your choice.
Call it,
that, yeah.
Those words, so you get all the various.
But Rivka says to Yaakov, Alay Kilolas Chabini.
What?
Rivka says to Yaakov, Alay Kilolas Chabini. How does that work?
They say that's because it was her that caused it. She was the cause.
How does that get rid of the quala for him? He doesn't have to listen to her.
It dampens down. Okay, he's got a mitzvah of Kivit the Aim, and she's coming with. She's coming with her nevuah. Okay, we'll discuss it later. Okay. But that's fine. Okay, so there's no partnership. And of course, if there's no partnership, we can back out for 2 months. Maybe I've got a problem with the Torah. Okay, that's my business. I've got a problem with the Torah. Nothing to do with it. To be a based and get me to pay another 10 months, you've got to do that. So let's move on to our third shot tonight. Okay, so we have over here. We have, let's call him Shimon. Reuven is a Rav in Kiruv. And he's a good Rav. He's got a good Kiruv Kodal. He's involved in, very successful. And he's been befriending a person called Shimon, who was not the most religious person at the time. And he managed to carve him and bring him back to the ways of the Torah. This Shimon was a 25-year-old unmarried guy, and he decided that he so much appreciated Reuven and what he's done for his life that he's going to join his kodal. So he joins his kodal, become a bav tshuva, he's joined the kodal. Now, over the years, Shimon has managed to build up a certain savings of $200,000. And after a few weeks in the kodal, Reuven, the Rav of the kodal, approached Shimon and said, look, I mean, the kodal's a very big financial straits problem. Maybe you want to partake in the scar of the mitzvah. Maybe you should do a yisoch as well. You've got 200,000. Give me 50,000 and we'll make a yisoch as well on contract. It'll last for a few months. You get all those chosim. Imagine all those chosim in the learning term. So Shimon was deeply, had a chorus of Tov to Reuven, and he felt it was a good idea. And he signed the documents, and he gave $50,000. After a few months, the contract ran out, and Reuven approaches Shimon and says, you know, maybe we should get extra schusim.
Oh, just for a few months?
Yeah, it's a few months. $50,000 doesn't go so far in the kodal, after quite a few people. And after a few months, he approached him again, and he said, look, maybe you should do a bit longer this time. Do 100,000. So he agreed. And Weiter for the third time for the last 50,000. Now he's back down to zero.
He's in the car. People or money?
For web course. So Shimon, now looking back at his what happened, and he now wants to get married, and he's got no money to get married. So he takes his Rosh Kodal, Kiruv Rav of his, to Beis Din, my Shai Kakor. And says, he tricked me! Schita, as they call it, Russian of
extortion.
English extortion. I can't get married there. You understood? Contract. So what's the shine? So
I don't understand, though. What's his tzvia?
So what's the tzvia? Yeah. He knew what he's doing. He suffers with his sides.
Yeah,
he gave him the money. Yeah, I must say, nothing. He knew. Forget. Let's say nothing to the Zuckers. Forget.
He's going to get married now. He's getting married with his Torah. He's got all the rich guys.
So what's the sad? What's the sad of Shimon? They say, hey, give my money back. What's the sad of Shimon? Give my money back. What?
I didn't realize they need it. Not the great China, though.
You give him a present, and he said, "Wake up one day. Oh, I really needed that now." Yeah, what's the type?
He could say, "Ruben was his teacher. It was Ruben to try to teach him. You also have to have money to get married."
Okay.
Fine, but what's he? I didn't teach you that.
So I have blind faith in my teacher.
Okay. We're not the Christians that say, you know. I'm not in control of myself, you know.
To influence him to give away all his money.
Why? I influenced him, not nice to find. I think it is nice, I gave him lots of mitzvahs too. Tainer. Now, something to do with your soccer for them, the tainer. What's the tainer that's got to do with soccer?
Oh, because he was learning.
Because he was one to one, right?
Oh, what's the problem of not being able to do? What's the kola? What's the problem?
Well, soccer is one, I just split the money. I don't give you all of it.
He's learning. He's supposed to be one guy works and one guy learns. Here, Shimon's giving money and work. Him learning.
Okay, good. That's
money.
A good ice cream.
He get the money that he gave.
What?
The money he gave is gone already?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone before it goes.
It's gone before it comes. Guys. I mean, he's the very coolest thing supported with it.
They signed his office as well,
so he's contributing 100% then. He's contributing both money.
So you give money, in exchange for the money, you get the scar of the limiter, which the money is causing, as a partnership with Zocchin.
The point is, he's giving more than a normal stuff.
He's not giving his word.
Of what? Whatever. Of half, let's say half.
Half is half, and he can't say half. It's his power to say how much.
Why not? Why is not partnership? You give money and I'll give you Torah. That's partnership. For the coming bit. Not the pass, for the coming.
The first he gets is the part he gets in order to help people learn Torah. How much is nobody there?
Okay, let's say he didn't say a physical. Whatever it is. So the Minchas Yitzchak says like this. Look at that coming. He says it's a big difference. If you're talking about Soccer's Woman, Shita, if you tell me that your Soccer's Woman is mamish a partnership, not like Rabbi Haigel, but it's mamish a partnership, Shinagan and Shukvitz Matura Shal Ha Talmitim, then who are you making a partnership with? Who's your partner in Sha? Who's your partner? Who's the deal with? Who are you making the deal with? I'm giving money and I'm getting the scar. Of who?
The person who's learning.
Who's learning? Who's learning?
The
Avreichim and the Kodom.
Including him.
And they were masking. They were masking.
So say, Einon Yochan Lasses Klum Al Cheshbon Belita Haskol Mosom.
Who said they didn't agree?
Very good. You can, if it's mamish a partnership, I'm taking your Torah, and you're getting the money. So you have to ask the person who's got the Torah, and then you say, "Are you willing to do this? Give the Torah for the money. Give something up. Yeah, you have to give something up. Make a deal." So doesn't it help that somebody who's not the person who's got the Torah in hand to make the deal? So in this case, the Rosh Kodesh is making the deal on behalf of the Avreichim. Yes. So you ask the Meister, did Avreichim know anything about this? No, they didn't know anything about it. So if Yisachar is an agreement, it's a partnership, then the partnership is not valid because one of the partners didn't sign on it. If it's not valid, what happens when you give money in lieu of a partnership and it's not valid? What happens?
Get back.
So that's the Shimon's Taina, a sign that Yisachar is a partnership. I want my money back. Not because the seed, that's just not nice. See, halachic tainer is, just be Yisachar Yisrael. That means I'll get their Torah. Did they agree? They don't even know about it. That means the whole deal was not a valid deal. Give me my balik mechach toss.
Did the Rosh Kolo say it was Yisachar Zvon? Did the Rosh Kolo say it was Yisachar Zvon?
Yes, it was fine. Yes, yeah.
He is the Rosh Kolo, not just the...
But you can't give somebody else's toe away. You could give your own toe, but not somebody else's toe. But we already said that's only true if you hold your locker as a partnership. But all if it is like Rabbi Gordon is that no, it's not making any partnership deal. What it is that your money is enabling Torah to be learned and you're getting scarf for the enabling, that's what all the socket one of means, then I don't need your house governance, I enable them to learn. I get a scarf. So it's very important if your socket is willing to partnership or not, wherever he can get his money back. That's the third time. Okay. So let's see, at the moment, where the housing of High Gordon is not a partnership. Okay, so I've got now a summer question from a Rambam. I want you to help me over here. My question is have we saw in the Gemara in Sota that Achi, that Shimon and Nazariah did a good thing? Right. But the Rambam says the following statement, and I don't understand, according to the statements, how you learn Shimon and Azariah. Let's look at what the Rambam says. Number 8. What?
Why do we say that Haggon is not
holding a Shukas? All the Rishonim say that. I just brought Rashi and said Shukas. It's very difficult to say it's not Shukas. It is a Shukas. No, I'm just saying, Haggon says it's not Shukas.
Maybe, but maybe that's together with the Shukas.
So, he says he can
do it.
The
Shukas on what Mashiach.
He says all mitzvahs, it's not the Torah, they're all mitzvahs, nothing. You say everything is Shukas. Scarf enabling. He says, on your pula, you get scar on your pula also. Not his scar. Rav Haigon, you get scar on your pula of enabling. Yeah. So the Rabbah says the following, based on the Rabbah, based on the Rabbah, I don't understand the Gemara, so the Rabbah says, Kol Haimesim Aliba Shiasim Torah B'li Yasa Melocha. Anyone on his sides, he's going to be involved in Torah for his life. He's not going to do any work. If his father's been a stalker, he gets supported by other people, stalker. How is that? Machalas Hashem. This is called Chil Hashem. Ubozes the Torah. You've made Torah, belittled the Torah. Vakova Ma'or Hadas. You're making the whole Yiddish kite degrading. Vagon Ra L'Atsu. You're causing evil for yourself. Vanota Chayav Menon Habar. And you're not going to get much Onon Habar for it, if any at all. Why she so osa lahanus medivrei Torah ba'olam hazeh is osa to get any benefit from Torah in this world. If you use your Torah to get any benefits in this world, then you've got a death penalty on your neck. Okay, so the whole question over here: so how can you ever do your sochi as wooden? How can you do Achi, Azariah, Shimon and Azariah? How can you do Shimon and Azariah? How can Shimon and Satana? He made a deal with his brother Azariah. So he said, you give me money and I'll give you the soccer as well.
How could you do the Rambam and his brother? His brother has supported him for the first 40 years.
How can you do it?
It's because it's not tzedakah.
So, let me get the question before you start. So therefore, you can't use Torah to get money. So you can't come to them and say, look, I make a deal with you. Give me, help me, learn, right, and you get the Torah. But you can't support yourself from the stock. You can't support yourself from the stock. What's Bishat in the Hogamore? What's Bishat in the Zokas? So the Kess Mishnah over there asked the question. And he comes up with the following statement. It's a bit of a doke, but here's what it says. Guess Misha. Rina Kochach Misa, Koden Zman, Rabbeinu, Bachrov, Nogin Litzchah Min HaTzibuk. I've seen every Koch Misa, the Tanakh, before the Rambam and afterwards, that they do take money from the Tzibuk. What's the Rambam saying? Esher, Shizkima Kein, Kochach Midash, Rishum, Eitz Lato Sashen, Yvara Tzibuk Sefam. Maybe, really it's Osa. Really it's Osa. But we've got a special pasuk we know that says you can do certain things in order to keep the Torah going. And you can do this thing which is really not allowed, Because you need the Torah to be survived. Because if you don't do this, there's not going to be any Torah in the world. Those of us alone, they love the mitzvah. Lo yochel into the Torah. Quo hayta Torah mishleches chas v'shalom. The whole Torah will be forgotten. So it's like you can't write Torah Shabbat Peh. It's also to write Torah Shabbat Peh. But they instituted you allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. Because otherwise Torah will be forgotten. Same thing. Even though it's awesome to get supported for, in order to learn Torah. But if you don't, then there's no such thing as anyone learning Torah. The whole Torah will be forgotten. So you have to do this. Hey, malasot. That's the only answer I can give, says the guest. Now,
he gives other answers. Right? He gives other answers. Because he talks about the Rambam in the Pirkei Avos.
Okay.
But they're very hard to fit into the Rambam.
Also difficult. My question is, okay, that's good for the generations before the Rambam or after the Rambam. The time of the Gemara, time is the Tanoim. Time is Tanoim, you know, plenty of Tanoim that were rich themselves. Rabbi is one of them. Okay, so this Tanoim can't learn. Okay, we've got other Tanoim. It's Aislan, you've got the whole Torah is going to be forgotten. What do you need to make this deal for? There's no special allowance for at the time of Tanoim. Now, when it's difficult and godless and everyone's worked up, but okay. But we're in the classic okay time in the Tanoim time. So, how can you apply that then? So, what's Matthew suggesting? Let's see what Matthew suggests. I think maybe it'll help. What you were saying before.
I'll tell you. Which point?
Tariq, you can tell me what he was saying.
Oh,
what's right. Not so? Why is it not so?
There's a difference. You come along and say, I learned Torah, you took me. I'm going to take a step from wherever. If I come to you and say, I want you to learn Torah, and I'll say, not the same thing at all. If I come to you and say, I want you to learn Torah, I'm working for both of us. So you're not saying I'm taking from the community. I'm saying I'm working for both of us.
Well, I don't think it matters who goes first.
But that the lotion of the Rambam is saying that doesn't seem to say whether you approach or not approach. It says, don't take. Yeah, don't stalk her. Why did not stalk her?
I don't know where
it's not stalk her for me to offer stalk her. It's not stalk her. What's the difference? Offer stalk her if you ask to stalk her. Stalk
her. I'm getting money for nothing. I'm not getting the money because I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm getting it for nothing.
Yes. So what's why is this not stalker?
Because I'm getting it to help me learn. In fact, I once
to help what?
There was, you know, Rav Shulman from Slovakia.
Rav Shulman, yes.
So he used to be Masareach by Los Angeles, my very close friend of mine. And people would come to learn with him, and they would offer him money for learning. So I don't want money for Torah. If you want to give me tzedakah, I'll take that. But Torah, I don't want money.
So it's opposite. Yeah. Hey, it's
no, no, because there he had no choice. He was in a matzah where he couldn't.
Stress why it's not stalker. No?
Because it's not something for nothing.
What's the exchange?
It's not an exchange. I'm getting something out of giving you the money.
What?
I'm getting the chus of the Torah.
The business relationship,
a shutfus.
Well, but that. Okay,
so let's read Abkas Rochel inside. Who's Abkas Rochel? The face Yosef himself. Against the mission, his chuvus. He says, you know what? I read the Gemara in Sota, says the face Yosef, and I learned the Gemara in Sota differently from the Bible. What's his difference? He says like this. Mashmeh Hetya. The Kotum Sha'asa Kilometer, Hu, Matim Tidiyar, Vilipfik, Shapitom. Clearly from the Gemara, the problem is a difference between doing the deal before they learn the Torah, which is okay, and doing the deal after you learn the Torah, which is not okay. And Hillel Shah, the problem was after you already learned the Torah. Clearly. And therefore, basically, Sha'afilu v'matne mikar lo hutza. But even if you make the etzanai before the Torah stands, it's only mutza el lemi she'enu marviach kedei panosaso. It's only permitted for somebody who's not able to make a living, He's lending Torah and he can't make a living. And therefore, if he doesn't make the Tanai, Yistark Lachs, I was going to say, he would have to obviously go out and find the Panotah because he can't learn. And he would learn. Therefore, it's permitted for him to give up half of his limited Torah for his friends, in order that he should give to him half of what he makes in his business. Therefore, each one is learning half day and working half day. But if he's making a living in any case,
he's not enabling him.
Also, Lahat knows he can't make this tonight. Even if you make the tonight before he learns, but you're making it with somebody who doesn't need the money, it's also also is called bizu, and it's also to do. You only can do it if you can't learn without the support. So what he's saying is a few fundamental yesods, and this starts opening up everything. He says, firstly, it's an absolutely partnership going over here. I'm giving half my Torah away in exchange for half of your money. You're learning half day, working half day, and I'm also learning half day. Even though it looks like I'm learning all day and you're not working. No, it's half-half for both of us. Literally. Shutfus. It's only permitted if the Torah can't be learned without it. Otherwise, you've got no... That's Mavazda the Torah. Here, you're enabling Torah to be learned because of it. That, we want Torah to be learned. So this is the way to get Torah learned. Okay, make a partnership. So he's made two fundamental things. First, he's arguing with Rabbi Haigor, and he says it's mamish a partnership. And second, he says this partnership is only permitted when the partnership is a necessity for the Torah to be learned.
He's saying the third thing
as well. He's saying it's half half. He's also half half.
I've got $1 million and I
want to
give you
Now we're going to get into all those types of sizes, and we'll get into that. But, okay. Memela! The Kasha from the Rambam's our Kasha. What's the Kasha from the Rambam? The Rambam, we asked, how can anyone make a Zohar Zvulon? How can anyone say, I learned Torah and you give me money? You're taking Stocker? Father's from the Stocker? Now, let me ask you, partnership is stocker? What's stocker? What's the definition of stocker? What's the definition of stocker? So I'm giving this, I'm not getting anything physical back, I'm not trying to get mitzvahs or something like that, maybe it's still called stocker, but I'm not getting anything in exchange. But if I'm giving this, use money, in exchange for something, that's not called stocker, that's a deal. Buying and selling, this type of thing. Is it feel? It's done to happen. Feel. Says the case of mission is Chubas. That's what every Yisrochah's woman is. It's not stocker. It's not stocker myself. Like the words of Matthew say. I'm getting something. I'm getting half of it, so I'm making a business deal. I'm making a transaction. A business arrangement. Partnership over it. Creating partnership. That is nothing to do with the Rambam's problem. Now, people don't need to answer the Rambam in any funny way over here. You can say, no, here is a totally mutalach achila. Because this is not stocker. I'm not the funds from stocker. I'm making a business traction. I can only make this business traction with my Torah. I can't sell Torah. You're a buzzer. So no, because without it, there would be no Torah. So I'm not a buzzer Torah. This business deal is done to be able to create Torah. Oh, that you can do. So we've come with a cloud, you can't sell your mitzvahs, you can't sell your averas, and you try and sell your Torah, you're mavazah the Torah, and maybe you get even the Qur'an, that's true. But if you're doing it and able to be able to create Torah, which will never been around, you're allowed to do it. And then what it is real partnership. He really owns it. He's learning half day, he's working half day. So we have a machlokas between how to learn this Gemara and how to learn partnership, this Yisrochah's Vulin. Is it a real partnership, which seems to be what the Beit Yosef is coming out of? And Rav Haigon said, no, just you're helping someone do mitzvahs. Love Dafka Torah, love Dafka Torah. That's another Nafka Mina. According to Rav Haigon, it flies by anything. Helping you do this mitzvah, doing this Torah, everything. Yeah, it has nothing to do with partnership, but just helping you a mitzvah to be performed. Okay, I get schar for helping. Yeah, according to Abscroll, it's a special deal called partnership, which we only allow in Torah, which we only allow when the Torah can't be learnt without it. Yeah? So it's nothing to do with the other mitzvah.
Why is it only Torah? Let's say a person can't afford dollar minimum. Somebody else says, I'll buy dollar minimum, can I? Then?
Don't need to. Why do you need to?
Torah,
we need. We need the Torah to be in the world. More Torah, as we said. We're at the saw of Eitz Las Hashem. We need the Torah in the world. The Torah we've forgotten.
This is also a bonus describing here right now.
We'll say it now. We have to see how far this goes. Now, of course, time is running out, and therefore, we're going to leave it here.
Ooh.
With all three shilas in the air.
Well, we have one shila.
Except for, hey, we answered the shila of the get shila. Okay, that we answered. But the other two, other three shilas, one from last week and two from this week, are in the air. Let's recover what the shilas are. Are you allowed to back out of a contract on Shochas Vanos of a year after 2 months? If it's partnership, yes, you cannot back out. If it's not partnership, then of course you can back out. Maybe in the Doran problem. Are you allowed to make a partnership deal, so to speak, on behalf of somebody who's learning, who doesn't know about the partnership? Well, if it's a real partnership, you're giving up his Torah, of course you need his Hazgoma. If it's nothing to do with just helping Torah be learned, it's nothing to do with giving up his Torah, then you don't need his Hazgoma. That's our second shot. And what was the shayla for last week? Last week, shayla was, are you allowed to take and make a Yisotis Willem with somebody who is a mumma? Can you have a partner in your socha, your zvulon, in the learning of the Torah with somebody who doesn't believe in the whole concept of Torah or is an antipathy for the Torah? So he said if it's real partnership, it's a problem, as the business teacher said. But if it's not a partnership, then okay, he's just hoping. Why not give him more star, give him more mitzvahs, give him some pluses, he's got many minuses, give him some pluses. Partnership, no, we don't want to give pluses. So all those three shilas are in the air. Seems to be a machlokas around the high corn. And after Skoro, and next month, that's where we're going to start off. We introduce the machlokas in a quick fashion, go straight into the halacha, and push it the shilas. Have a gemar, chasim b'tova, have a good year, and yeah, I have to ask for Makita.